and severe weather weeks into the 2025 school year. The Education Department reports 8 state schools, 1 independent school and 1 Catholic school are still shut. Education Minister John Paul Lombroc praised efforts by staff and QBuild workers from across Queensland to ensure the schools were reopening safely. Up to 66 state schools were affected in the past 10 days, with some reopening only to close again due to rising waters and access issues.
In national news, a study by Macquarie University has found that Australia is lagging behind the rest of the world in income inequality. The study found that the top 11% of Australian taxpayers own over 81% of the nation's wealth and assets. While ranking higher than countries like the United States, trends show that Australia's wealth disparity is growing. Disparity has also increased in education. Students from poorer backgrounds are increasingly scoring worse in test results than their rich counterparts. The study has recommended heavy government investment in education, housing, and social welfare in order to correct this trend.
In international news, Papua New Guinea's Internal Revenue Commission has been targeted in a major cyber attack, potentially compromising sensitive financial data of individuals and businesses. Sources confirm hackers disabled key tax systems, the phones and email communications, disrupting their operations. However, the public was only informed of a system outage. Cybersecurity expert Robert Potter warned that when developing economies get attacked, the impacts are greater and the recovery takes longer. Despite Australia offering assistance, Papua New Guinea has not yet accepted help. Lowry Institute's Minahai Sora said these attacks damaged trust, especially among foreign investors, and that the full extent of the breach remains unclear.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers later today. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more Zlines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
This is Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.